Gannett has announced a 2% cut in its workforce across the U.S., including at its headquarters. In addition to the Burlington Free Press in Vermont, the cuts hit hard at two newspapers in the Hudson Valley, the Poughkeepsie Journal and the Journal News. Cuts to local newsrooms have been commonplace across the country, but they can still be jarring for employees and readers alike. This week, the latest round of layoffs at Gannett hit the Hudson Valley, sending shockwaves through media and political circles. According to president of Poughkeepsie Journal Media, Jim Fogler, seven full-time employees were laid off Tuesday, including executive editor Stuart Shinsky. Shinsky, occasionally heard as a WAMC panelist, joined the Poughkeepsie Journal in 1989 as deputy city editor, became news editor in 1994, and in 1996, managing editor. Fogler declined to comment but directed WAMC to an article in the Poughkeepsie Journal outlining the cuts. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro released a statement saying in part, quote, "Over a span of more than two decades, Stu Shinsky was a champion of free speech at the Poughkeepsie Journal, guiding the newspaper to unparalleled success," end quote. Rick Edmonds is a media business analyst with the Poynter Institute, a journalism education and strategy center based in St. Petersburg, Florida.
They have been doing that in this round with both some editors and some publishers. They would say consolidating those jobs under a single person who might be the business head or the editing head of two or three different papers. But, you know, it's a big loss, and particularly in smaller communities, either or both of those people can be very important figures in town.
The Journal News, based in Westchester County, eliminated five newsroom positions. The paper's website, lowhud.com, reports that columnist Phil Reisman and Rangers and Yankees beat writers Rick Carpinello and Chad Jennings were among those cut. Reisman and Carpinello each had been with the company nearly 40 years. Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino tweeted that he was sorry to see them cut by Gannett, adding it's a sad day for journalism and the First Amendment. Local publication Westfair Online writes that investigative reporter Adrian Sanders and staff writer Jenny Higgins also were let go, and that executive editor Tracy Bauer will become a regional editor for Gannett, overseeing the Poughkeepsie Journal as well as the Journal News. Edmonds joined a Gannett conference call Thursday morning about the company's third quarter earnings.
It's really in reaction to a revenue year that's been even worse than had been expected. I mean, I don't think people were expecting great things, but the declines in print revenue are actually accelerating. And Gannett said today that their national advertising was down almost, I think it was about 30% year to year compared to the third quarter last year, and preprint insert advertising, which, you know, is a staple for the print side of newspapers, is down almost 20%. So as you get those kinds of revenue reductions, and I'm not trying to be a management stooge, but there's really no choice but to scale back your operations.
In announcing its third quarter results, Gannett noted it had completed acquisitions of North Jersey Media Group and digital marketing solutions leader Reach Local. The largest newspaper chain in the U.S. by circulation, Gannett is now facing an uncertain future. Late Thursday, news broke that its merger with Tronc, the former Tribune Company, was in jeopardy. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.